Inspirational, uplifting, real conversations with Pastor Dixie Pebworth about things that are relevant to your life today. Presented by God's Shining Light Church. Getting Real with Pastor Dixie on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Getting Real with Pastor Dixie. We are so glad you tuned in to the radio show today. It is an honor and a blessing to have this opportunity to speak into your life. Here on the show, we want to deal with real life situations, real life problems, real life circumstances that people deal with every day in this world. We want people to know more than anything that God loves them and God is for them. He isn't against them. He is trying to help them through God's word. He desires to help people to overcome the problems that they are facing every day. That is why Jesus came to the earth, was to break the curse of this world, to destroy the darkness that's trying to destroy people, and to help people, not to hurt people. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved. That is why Jesus came, and that is the purpose of this radio show, so that we can share the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, the good news about God, that Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. In his mission, when he first began on earth, one of his first sermons was found in Luke 4:18 and 4:19. These were the words of Jesus, and he said these words, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." That was the mission in which Jesus started with, and that is the mission in which we are on this radio show and at God's Shining Light Church. Praise the Lord. So I thank you for tuning in today, and I pray you hear a word from God, a word that would inspire you, a word that would lift you up, a word that would help you to overcome the circumstances or the situations that you may find yourself in. Before I get started, I want to encourage you to get up and go to church today. Get up wherever you're at and go to your home church. If you have a home church, go and hear a word from God. There's pastors all over this city that have prepared sermons to speak into your heart and speak into your life to give you that word of wisdom or that word of knowledge or that word of understanding that would help you to be empowered to overcome this world. If you don't have a home church, then I invite you to come and visit at God's Shining Light Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We are located at 9897 East 11th Street. We have two Sunday morning services, one at 9 a.m. and one at 11 a.m. We also have a satellite church located in Skytook, Oklahoma. It is located at 206 East 3rd Street, and they meet every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Also in Tulsa, Oklahoma, we have a service at 6 o'clock on Sunday nights called Live with Pastor Jim. Worship begins at 6 p.m., and then Pastor Jim always has a good word from God. Then on Tuesday nights, we have what we call Celebrate Recovery. Celebrate Recovery is a 12-step recovery support program that helps people deal with their hurts, their habits, and their hang-up. We serve a meal at 6 p.m., and we have praise and worship begins at 7 with the main service. Well, as we get started, let's give a shout-out to all my friends up there in Dick Connors in Hominy, Oklahoma, the Faith and Character class up there. Let's give a shout-out to the ladies over at Eddie Warrior in Taft, Oklahoma. Also, how about the men up in Veneta and the men over at Jess Dunn and also the men in Cushing? I have found out that our radio show is going out into these prisons and also it's reaching out into the families of those prisoners so they're able to tune in together. It is an awesome blessing to have this opportunity to share the gospel over the air. Also, let's give a shout out to our Wings of Freedom clients who post out on Facebook every week that Getting Real Pastor Dixie is about to begin. Get a cup of coffee and relax and enjoy the Word of God. And then also, let's give a shout out to all of those who help make this radio show possible at God's Shining Light Church every single week. I want you to know God loves you and we love you, and we are blessed and honored that you've tuned in to the radio show this week. Praise the Lord. Well, as we get started in the Word this week on the show, I want to talk about staying focused. Are you staying focused in your belief with God? Are you staying focused on what you're seeking God for or what you're wanting God to do in your life? Some people get gloriously saved and have a great experience with God. And then they're like asking God, what now? And they have a dream, they have a desire, they have a vision, and they start pursuing that. But the next thing you know, the things of this world begin to bombard them. The winds begin to blow, the rains begin to come, the floods begin to rise. And it has a tendency for us as believers to lose our focus in what God would have us to do. You may be struggling with some type of addiction. You may be going through some storms right now. Situations happening in your life that you may be struggling with. I want you to invite God into your situation so He can begin to help you. Some of you may ask, well, how do I get God to work in my situation? And that is through the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. If God has started a good work in you, just like Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that He which has began a good work in you is faithful to perform it until the day of Christ. What's going on in your life right now may be a storm or may be a trial or tribulation that is set up to help build character, to help strengthen your innermost being, to give you the strength and the power to overcome the things of this world. Whatever you're going through right now, God could be developing your character and changing you into the image of Christ. It is so important that once you start serving God, once you start believing in God, that you stay focused on the things of God. You focus on what you think, you focus on what you hear, you focus on what you say. It is so sad that we live in such a negative world. This world is so negative. Have you ever thought about it? You feel like you're swimming upstream and everything's going a different way than the way you're going because you're trying to live for God. You're trying to do what's right, and yet this world keeps bombarding you at every turn. This world keeps attacking you to try and kill, steal, and destroy you and to stop you from accomplishing what God would have you to do. Well, you must stay focused on what you're thinking about. You must stay focused on what you're hearing on the inside, but you also want to stay focused on what you're saying and what's coming out of your mouth. If you have your Bibles today, let's turn to a portion of Scripture in Matthew chapter 14. It's one of my favorite stories in the Bible. It is a story about Jesus, and He told His disciples to get into the boat and go to the other side. In turn, He sent the multitudes away, and then He went apart into the mountain to pray. Beginning in verse 22 of Matthew chapter 14, it starts like this. And straightway Jesus constrained His disciples to get into a ship and to go before Him unto the other side, while He sent the multitudes away. And when He had sent the multitudes away, He went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, He was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. Now, here's two things. Jesus, He tells His disciples to get into the boat and to go to the other side. For us, He tells us to get into the body of Christ and to go to the other side. We lived in the world for a while. We encountered darkness and did things the way we wanted to, when we wanted to, and how we wanted to. And now we come and we give our life to Christ. And then He wants us to change sides. He wants us to stop living in the darkness, and He wants us to start living in the light. And so He says, go to the other side. Well, of course, as you begin to go to the other side, there's going to be storms, there's going to be trials, there's going to be tribulations. A few weeks ago, I talked about in Mark chapter 4, where the sower sows the word, how after they hear the word, receive it with joy, but then persecution and affliction arises for the word's sake. And that is to try and stop the word from producing in your life. It is the same thing at all times. Anytime you hear the word of God, or anytime you're out to make changes in your life, you must stay focused on what's going on around you and stay focused on what you're thinking and what you're hearing and what you're saying out of your mouth. Because if you don't, then the enemy is going to attack that. Now let's look at this. And He says, go to the other side, and the wind, in verse 24, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. In verse 25, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway, in verse 27, Jesus spoke unto them and saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid." You know, God does not want us to be afraid of him. He doesn't want us to be afraid to ask him to help us. We have to be very careful in coming to God because the enemy will try and trip us up. For instance, just like in the book of Job, whenever Job began to go through the problems he was going through, whenever Job lost his children, when he lost his servants, lost all of his livestock and his cattle, and then Job is sitting there by the fire, and here comes his friends. And his friends begin to ask Job, "Job, what'd you do wrong for this to happen to you? Job, what is it that's going on in your life that God's so angry at or mad at and causing you this affliction?" Well, the reality was it wasn't God causing the affliction, and that's what I want you to see. How could you turn to God? How could you seek after God if you believe that God is the one who has caused your affliction because of a failure or something that you've done wrong? God's not doing that. All of God's judgment fell on the cross with Jesus Christ. And now he's reaching out to us to try and deliver us from the elements and the things of this world. He's trying to transform our lives into the image of Christ and then empower us after we've gotten saved to be ministers of the gospel and to help other people around us at any time. But see, the enemy will come along and say, "You sinned, and that's why this affliction's happening to you. You sinned, and that's why you're filing bankruptcy, or you sinned, and that's why your marriage is falling apart, or you sinned, and that's why you're financially struggling out there in that world, or why you're in addictions, because you've sinned, and God's sending this to correct you." But that's not true. God uses the Word of God and the Holy Spirit to correct his saints. He doesn't use fear, and he's not out to try and torment people. He's not out trying to cause affliction in people. My Bible says the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, whom resists steadfast in the faith. The thief comes not but for to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus came that we might have life. Well, we must stay focused on the things of God and believing God in every situation. Philippians 1:6, we must be confident in this very thing, that if God began a good work in you, he is faithful to perform it until the day of Christ. You may feel right now like God's a million miles away from you, and you're not hearing his voice, and you're not, you know, obeying his word, and God's not listening to you. But I'm here to let you know that when you pray, God moves, and when you pray, God moves. When you pray, God moves, but you have to believe that you receive when you pray. And then keep your mind set on the promises of God, believing God that you will receive what you've prayed for. The enemy will always try and rob you of your prayers, always try to rob you of what God has for you, because he knows that whenever God blesses you, that you reach out and you help other people and you do things for the kingdom of God. You tell other people what God's done for you, and because of that, other people get saved. And because they get saved, the enemy doesn't want you doing that. So today on the show, I want us to stay focused on our salvation and focused on what Jesus is telling us to do in our circumstance or our situation. Let's go back and reading in Matthew chapter 14 in verse 28. And it says, "And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if that be you, bid me to come to you on the water. And Jesus turned to him and said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus." Now, many times whenever God asks us to do something, it will go against every element that is around us. And sometimes we just jump out of the boat and we start walking on the water before we realize what's going on around us, before the circumstances and the situation catches up to us like it did with Peter in this situation. Peter stopped for a moment and he began to look around. And when he saw in verse 30, "And when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, Lord, save me." Now, here's what I want you to see. As long as Peter was focused on what Jesus said, and as long as he was focused looking at Jesus, everything was fine. He was even able to walk on the water because he was focused on the things of God and what Jesus had spoken into him. And we as Christians really want to do the same thing. What is it that God has spoken in your heart? What is it that God wants you to do? Right now, you may be struggling with some minor things or some trials or tribulations, and yet it has gotten you off of your focus with the things of God. Then you got to go back to the beginning where God called you and God chose you and God began to draw you and began to do that all over again and keep your focus stayed upon God in every situation and every circumstance. Whenever Peter was looking at Jesus, when Peter heard Jesus say, "Come," he began to move. But then he began to lose his focus. He took his eyes off of Jesus and began to look around. In verse 30 there it says, "But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid." He saw the wind blowing against the waves and the water was coming over him. And he realized at one moment that, oh my, I'm walking on water. And he began to sink. Sometimes when we lose our focus with what God has called us to do, sometimes we begin to sink. Sometimes we begin to have struggles. That is when we cry out to God the most and say, "God, save me." And Jesus begins to reach out and reach down to Peter and pulls him up and puts him back into the boat. I love the ideal of what Jesus did is that Jesus saved him first. It goes on in verse 31, "And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said unto him, O you of little faith, wherefore did you doubt?" Well, he took his eyes off of Jesus. He took his ears off of Jesus and what he had said. And then he realized that he was walking on water and he began to sink. Today, have you began to sink in your life? Are you struggling with some things in this world, circumstances or situations that are overwhelming you? I want you to know that your belief determines what direction you're going and what expectations you can have. Your belief in God, do you believe God can answer your prayer, solve your problems, and give you the power to overcome what you're going through right now? If you believe that, then put your focus upon God and trust in God. Now, if you're struggling in what you believe, if you're struggling because your faith seems to be weak or you're losing control of your heart or your mind or your thoughts, then you have to bring that back into submission to the Word of God. If you've lost your focus, then go back and regain your focus. Pick yourself back up and begin to seek after the Lord. The Bible says a wise man will fall 7 times, but then he will get up again. A wise man, it's not that the wise man didn't fall. The wise man did fall, but he learned from his fall and he gets up again. Stay focused on the things of God. Believe and trust that God is for you and he desires to give you that victory over what you're facing right now or what you're going through. A question I have for you is, what are you focusing on? Are you focusing on the problem, or are you focusing on the circumstances, or are you focusing on the things of God? The Bible says, first off, to focus on what you think about. What are you thinking about? In Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, is what we should be thinking about any time that we're waiting on God to answer our prayer. Any time that we're waiting on God to accomplish what we need to accomplish. Philippians 4, 8 says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." The Bible says, put your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. Stop looking at the circumstances or the situations and start looking towards your God and believing and trusting him that he desires to make you more than a conqueror and he desires to empower you to overcome that addiction or overcome that problem or that situation that keeps trying to kill, steal, and and destroy your life. It is God's will to give you the grace that you need in order to overcome. And so many of us, we do overcome, but then we struggle at times because we try to resist the devil, but we don't do what God says to do. The Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 7, it says, submit yourself therefore unto God, resist the devil, and he must flee. But some people are resisting the devil, but the devil's not going anywhere, and they're wondering, why isn't my situation changing? Well, part of it is that you're not submitting yourselves therefore unto God. You say, how do you submit yourself therefore unto God? By reading his word, by praying, by worship, by praise. There's been times in my life when I've seemed to be overwhelmed by the elements that's going on in my life. Whether it be finances, whether it be relationship, whether it be with the church, whether it be with the ministry or the businesses that I'm involved in, whatever it may be, the storm seems to get bigger and bigger. And while I remember a time whenever I was incarcerated and it seemed like I was never going to get out of prison. I mean, we've been going on 4 and 5 years of being incarcerated, and I was serving God with everything that was within me. And it seemed like I had this doubt and unbelief that kept coming back into my heart, as if God wasn't going to get me out of prison. And, you know, everything around me was attacking me at the time. And I remember separating myself from the things of the world. It's kind of like what Jesus did there in Matthew 14. He sent the multitudes away one way, and he sent the disciples away another way. And then he went alone and got alone with God on the mountain, to where he could pull himself away and look at really what was going on. Today, you may need to pull yourself away of what's going on, and so that you can keep your focus back on the things of God, or stay focused on the things of God. So here's what I would do. I would begin in prayer, and I would begin to thank God for everything that I could remember that he had done in my life. I would begin with the man who he sent to me and said, I come here to tell you God loves you. I would begin with God restoring my wife back into my life and empowering me to get my education and my GED and empowering me to go to Bible school. I would just begin to thank God for the breath of life and begin to thank God for my situation and my circumstances. Well, as you begin to be grateful and begin to be thankful for God's mercy and God's love and God's grace, then he begins to empower you, and your focus begins to get on the things of God. And whenever you get your mind set on things above, and you begin to recognize that Almighty God created all things. He created the heavens, the earth, the seas, and all that is in them, and there's nothing impossible with him. Well, when you begin to build your faith to receive from the kingdom of God, when you begin to increase your faith because you're giving him thanks, you're reminding yourself of everything he's done for you, you begin to worship him as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and you begin to recognize his word working in your life and his Holy Spirit working in your life, then you can begin to see him working in your situation to empower you to overcome what's going on in your life. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Focus on what you're hearing. Are you hearing the things of God? Are you hearing the things about the word of God, the kingdom of God? Are you hearing about words of faith or words of healing or words of deliverance? Or are you listening to the things of the world and hearing unbelievers put doubt and unbelief inside your spirit? You have to be very careful. We must focus on what we think. We must focus on what we hear, and we must focus on what we say. The Bible says that we are snared by the words of our mouth. The words of our mouth are very, very important to our relationship with God. You cannot allow blessing and cursing to come out of the same mouth. You cannot allow positive and negative to come out of the same mouth. You cannot allow death and life to come out of the same mouth. Either you're going to speak life into your situation, or you're going to speak death into your situation. So many times the people of this world are constantly speaking negative and death and cursing and cussing and all of that stuff. Whenever here you are trying to be a believer, they're speaking it in your ear. You got to shut that off and you got to focus on what you're hearing. Are you hearing the Word of God? Is your faith increasing because of the Word of God? That is what you want to focus on. And then say what the Word of God says. The Bible says, and I said it a minute ago, you're snared by the words of your mouth. You're taken by the words of your mouth. Well, that can be in a positive sense as well as a negative sense. But you have to focus on what's coming out of your inner being during that time. Praise the Lord. Well, my time has gotten away from me this week on Getting Real with Pastor Dixie. I pray you've heard something. The one thing I want you to know is that God loves you. Stay focused on the kingdom of God, on His love, His joy, His peace, His mercy, His grace. Stay focused. Focus on what you think. Focus on what you're hearing. Focus on what you're saying. These things are very important as you serve God to give you the victory. What I love about Jesus in Matthew 14, He didn't allow Peter to sink. When Peter cried out, "Lord, save me," the Bible says Jesus reached His hand out and pulled him up out of the water and put him back into the boat. Well, in that today, I want you to know, as you cry out to Jesus, as you cry out to God, and you say, "Save me," or "Help me," I want you to know His hand is reaching out to you right now. He's beginning to work and bring salvation, bring deliverance, bring healing into your life. If you need to be rescued, the word salvation means rescue, and God will rescue you today. Well, here on the show, I want you to know more than anything that God loves you. We love you. We are blessed and honored with this opportunity to speak into your heart. Always remember, God loves you. Getting Real with Pastor Dixie is sponsored by Pro Sprinklers of Tulsa, watering made easy by the professionals. Whether your need is commercial or residential, Pro Sprinklers of Tulsa is your one-stop solution. From quote to design to installation, from a broken sprinkler head to a complete overhaul of your existing system, they have you covered. Let them help you with all your watering problems. Do business with the pros. Call today at 918-592-5555 for your free estimate.